This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Producer Dan's girlfriend Kaylee is shipping a relationship between him and a cat.
Yep. She's really pushing hard for Team Cat. I'm trying to resist, but it feels like I'm not being heard.
Even though you're Team Dog.
Right now, I'm Team No Pets until we get a bigger place.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. I have a hack for you. I'll tell you in a second, Dan, of how I think you can get out of this. Sarah's from Rockland. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you thinking about Dan and this cat? Is it happening, or can he stop it?
I'm not sure he can stop it. I think he can maybe delay for a few months, but I think he should just get the cat. We got a dog, and then she got a cat for me, so this might be your interest to get a dog in the future, too.
That's a good idea.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Do the cat now, you can get a dog later.
Leverage the cat?
Yes. Robin's from Peabody. Good morning.
Hi. Sorry.
It's okay.
I would definitely not get a cat.
Why?
Well, they are cute. I agree. But they do go to the bathroom in a little box, and then they jump all over your counters and table. And that's just gross to me that you go to the bathroom.
It's gross to me too, Robin. It's not me talking about it.
They're very clean animals, Dan.
They got poop paws on your counter.
Eleanor is constantly
and walk on your table.
Her name is Snowflake. I don't know why you keep trying to change your
name.
Jess from Salem, New Hampshire. Hello.
Hi.
What is your advice to Dan?
So, realistically, you're getting a cat either way. I think you should, one, take the brownie points and a little bit of control of getting the cat first.
Ooh.
Ooh. Pick the cat you want.
That doesn't help me not get a cat. You just want me to get a cat sooner.
Yeah, but she's saying use that for brownie.
Either way.
What she said,
yeah.
But utilize it to your best advantage.
You get the control of what cat, and you get the brownie points of giving her a cat.
I don't hate that.
I mean, it's not terrible advice, but I'm not going to do that.
John is Methuen. Good morning, John.
Tell him, Dan.
I'm strong. I'm a
yeah,
man.
That's right.
I have rights.
John, what are we thinking with producer Dan in this cat situation?
I'm not a cat guy. I don't like cats. I think they're weird. They poop in a box. They walk all over every surface. Similar to what Robin said.
Right.
I'm a plumber. I think that's gross that any poop could be on every surface. Dan, as a married man, I can tell you, I told my wife, we're not getting a dog. We got a dog. Then she wanted a second dog. Told her we're not getting a second dog. We now have a second dog. Just, you might have to bite the bullet on this one. I don't like cats. Don't get a cat. Wait till you get a bigger place and get a dog.
John and I are the same people.
I'm trying.
I despise cats. Not a fan of cats.
That would be team dog in a heartbeat.
And Lana wants to get a second dog right now. Her and Barrett are like grinding on me right now to get them a second dog for Christmas.
Because you guys are home so much?
They are tightening the screws. Dan, you know what the hack is? Be like me, allergic to cats.
You're allergic to dogs too. That didn't matter.
Well, we got a dog that's, you know, has regular hair.
Hypoallergenic or
yeah,
whatever.
The golden doodle situation.
I guess I could start faking an allergy. It might be late in the game.
I'm just saying, go get a test done, Dan. All of a sudden, you're allergic to cats. That is a hack for you. Sue is from Western Mass. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
You have the perfect solution.
I have the perfect solution for you, Dan. Stop searching Amazon for cat stuff. And go for the electronic mouse trap.
Oh.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, no fuss, no muss, no vet bills, no food bills, no nothing.
Sue.
Put a little peanut butter in it, you plug it in, and zap.
Sue, that would be wonderful, but it's not about the mouse.
It's never been about the mouse.
It's never been about the mouse. She wants a cat. If I could get out of it with a mouse zapper, that would be fine. That's not where we're at.
Thoughts
and prayers,
Dan. I'm with everybody else. Not a cat person, dog person.
Exactly. All right, thank you.
If I want attitude,
that. Becca is from Hull, and Dan, listen to what she has to say. Good morning, Becca.
Good morning. Listen, Dan, if there are not one or two cats under your Christmas tree with little bows on, I'll be very disappointed in you.
What are you, my mom? Disappointed in me.
Did you hear the joy in Kaylee's voice when she was looking at all those kitties?
Oh, candy corn!
You get
corn.
Her one.
Yeah.
It really was you get her one right now.
Is this a part of Kaylee's Tay tribe calling in to support her, Dan?
No. The people just like her. So,
yeah.
I feel like I haven't got a ton of support outside of cats have poop paws.
I feel like it's not a thing that they don't want to support you. It's just helping you to come to an understanding of what your life
right.
is now.
Yeah.
What is my life now, Kennedy? Lay it out for me.
Whatever Kaylee wants.
Oh.
That's it.
Ish. Look at Dan as...
There's no ish.
I'm a dog person, too. I'm not really the most biggest cat person, but...
Well, you have a cat.
I know, but I didn't necessarily want it. But now I'm glad she's around.
Like, I'm not anti-cats. I just prefer dogs. Like, I don't dislike cats. I'm not one of those people.
Are you pro or anti-Kaylee?
Pro.
There it is.
Meow.
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 I used to make my own decisions. I'm a 36-year-old man.
Memory.
Meow.
What a time to be alive. Thank you for sharing.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.